The petition is to the USGS Board of Geographic Names, and it's not the first effort to change the name of Negro Bill Canyon, named after early black settler William Grandstaff. 12 years ago, the board declared there was no community support for a name change because Grandstaff allegedly called himself Nigger Bill. Lewis Williams, a 14-year Moab resident, has long been skeptical of that claim.
As soon as I found out the story about it, I did not believe it. I just couldn't accept the idea that William Grandstaff came here and said, "My name is Nigger Bill." I just couldn't believe it. So for 14 years, I've said to myself, I'm going to find out I got to change this. So it's been something that's been on my mind for a long time.
Williams says local historians either didn't care or just ignored what happened to Grandstaff after he left Moab to end his life in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
When I first started on this, I thought it was just a simple story. A man was here, he ran off, he left. But as I started digging and looking, that started to show me that he had a little bit more character than had been portrayed in the local historian books in Utah. He apparently had quite a few friends in Glenwood Springs where he died, because during his burial and his memorial for his burial, quite a few people showed up, showed their respect, and there was a heartfelt article in the newspaper a couple of days after. The local historians have tagged him as a renegade, a troublemaker, maybe a rustler, they say, here in Utah. But when I look at him in Colorado, he was a gentleman who was nominated to run for a constable in Leadville, Colorado. But the two newspaper articles about his death were very respectful and loving.
Williams also discovered different accounts of how 4 decades ago the word nigger finally disappeared from U.S. place names.
And one of them is that at one point during the 60s, when Lyndon Baines Johnson was the president, Lady Bird Johnson noticed that there were 100 plus more places in the United States that carried the name nigger. She didn't like it. So she had Lyndon, or Mr. President Johnson, pressure the Interior Department to have them changed. That is the reason why this location and 4 other locations in Utah, plus another 100 across the nation, were changed from nigger to Negro.
Williams discovered that in the past, even the black establishment in Utah opposed the name change for Negro Bill Canyon.
The NAACP in Salt Lake City, they didn't believe it should be changed either. And the reason they didn't want it changed, people wouldn't know that he was a black man. There's a couple of things that's wrong with that, and one is that he was of mixed race, so he was not totally a black man. And the other thing is that we can explain, you know, his mixed race in his story without putting a moniker on his name.
In a week, the petition, which is online at signon.org, has already been signed by people from all over the country. Williams thinks this time modern communications will make the difference.
Here we are in 2012, and we have Facebook, we have Twitter. Now I believe we can drum up enough support for it.
This is John Kovash reporting for UPR News in Moab.